This is Jay Sekulow. Shocking development. Last-minute change by the Obama administration changes the way intelligence information is disseminated.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
What we are going to do is send a letter to the Inspector General. Mishandling of classified information is something we have been keenly concerned about in a variety of settings. You can't mishandle classified information, and so we want the Inspector General to dive into that issue, as he can do at the Department of Justice, and look under the hood and find out the truth behind this.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
So we now have a state of affairs where we have professional spies in the intelligence community who can turn on or off information to the President of the United States, who can decide what to give him and what to keep from him, decide what to reveal and what to keep secret, and basically are a shadow government in an effort to control and frustrate the President.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. When Jason Chaffetz decides to investigate this issue of the leaks, let me tell you what you need to start with. And this is something that we uncovered yesterday, but we wanted to get more verification of it, but we now have it. There was a rule change by the Obama administration that went into effect, actually was signed off by James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, on December 15th. This is as the Obama administration's leaving office, and then signed off by Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, on January 3rd, which changed the way intelligence information is disseminated. Now, this is this came, by the way, with the administration was only had 3 weeks left in office. So for 7.5 years or 8 years, they don't have any changes to an executive order that was put in place by Ronald Reagan in the 1980s, which said when you get these what's called signal intelligence, wiretaps, phone taps, that kind of information, it goes to the NSA. The NSA makes the determination as to where it goes. That's how it is normally played out. That's how it's been in the rules and in the law since the 1980s. In 2016 and at 2017, at the very end of the Obama administration, you ready for this? They changed the rules so that not only is there more dissemination from just the NSA, it goes to 16 different intelligence agencies get the raw data. Now, what that means is the entrenched bureaucrats inside the administration or inside these agencies now have access to data that they wouldn't normally have gotten before. And what does that give you? A field for leaks. So as I said yesterday, the kind of soft coup that's going on between the intelligence community and the president was given ammunition by the Obama administration in their very last days in office. You could call it a lot of things. Outrageous is one thing. I think they put national security at peril here. But think about this, folks. For 8 years, the Obama administration did not change that executive order. Only NSA would get that information. So it limited the pool of people that could get access to very sensitive intelligence. In the last days, literally the last days, we're talking about a sign-off on January 3rd, my goodness, the administration was only in power for 17 more days, 2.5 weeks. They changed the entire rules. And what did that do? Give more people access to data inside the government. And what did that do? Create more leaks. So that's where it came from. I am holding in my hand the procedures for the availability of dissemination of raw signals. That's that kind of intelligence. And here it is. And this is a conflict now between the intelligence community and the president. You've topped that off with the fact that they're not giving the president all of the information, which is also coming out. This is not a good development, but we're getting to the bottom of it. I will tell you this. There will be a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed on this one right away. We're not going to sit by and just take this. All right. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I know Logan comments are already coming in. Than Bennett is in our offices in Washington. He'll be joining us in the next segment. Professor Harry Hutchison will be joining us, who uncovered a lot of this. We'll get into this, and Logan will take calls and comments as well.
Yeah, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Or drop us a line on Facebook, facebook.com/JaySekulow, where you get to watch this show live.
Yeah, let me say something else. We normally don't agree with the ACLU, but how about this? Patrick Toomey, a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union, called the move, this is the move by the Obama administration, an erosion of the rules intended to protect the privacy of Americans. And that is an understatement. I'll get into more of that comments. Do we agree with the ACLU on this one? The Obama administration did this, folks, in its last 2.5 weeks. There is no excuse. This is where the problem is. We're going to get to the bottom and find out exactly what happened here. We'll take your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. Your reaction to all this. Back with more in just a moment.
The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Now it's time to repair the damage. It is a critical time in Washington. President Trump is holding crucial meetings this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is now more important than ever to show the world that Israel has no better friend than the United States. It's time to stand with our ally, not abandon Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So we've got breaking news. We had this information yesterday, but we wanted to dig a little bit deeper, and some of it got out last night. We were all trying to figure out why in the world all this information has been, who's getting access to this classified intelligence, because it used to be just the NSA. The National Security Agency had the administration, had the, under an executive order signed by Ronald Reagan, everything went to them, and they decided if other agencies needed to see it. Well, this changes, and it literally changes in the very last hours of the Obama administration, which gives access now to 13 different agencies and their teams. So it changed dramatically the distribution and dissemination of classified information. So Professor Hutchinson's been working on this since yesterday. He found this. He found the rule change. I'm holding it for our friends on Facebook and Periscope. This is really serious. This is a really dangerous development. And it literally happened, Harry, in the last 13 days of the Obama administration, because it was not signed off by Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, until January 3rd.
Absolutely.
So what do we have here?
So I think, Jay, you are absolutely correct that government bureaucrats, particularly within the intelligence community, have launched a soft coup aimed at the Trump administration. As Eli Lake of Bloomberg reports, Michael Flynn's demise amounts to nothing less than a political assassination. This assassination required the active connivance of the Obama administration and their loyalists, and the news media, richly assisted by the intelligence community itself. It's very possible that members of the intelligence community have committed criminal misconduct in disclosing secret information.
I've got, by the way, just hold on for folks. No, we'll get into a whole discussion about the Espionage Act, because there's serious violations here. I mean, serious violations. The problem is, Harry, before, if you were going to investigate this, as Jason Chaffetz says they were going to, or as the Intelligence Committee would do, or the FBI, you had a very limited pool of people.
Absolutely.
Now that pool has expanded, 13-fold.
Yes, and that means that the possibility that leaks will occur has expanded exponentially.
Yeah, so there's more sources available to communicate. It doesn't mean what they did, by the way, was legal. I don't want to that they got the information. These other agencies may be legal under this new executive order amendment for the rules that were signed by President Obama's team. But the leaking of it doesn't. It's not legal to leak it still, but it
Absolutely.
Gave more people access.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so Paul Sperry has suggested that President Obama, before he left office, created what might be called a shadow government designed to protect his legacy and designed to subvert the incoming Trump administration. And so far, at least, it looks like it's succeeding.
All right. So here's what you've got. And then we get Dan involved in the conversation. And Logan, let's take a phone call here. Here, the ACLU, just so everybody knows, the American Civil Liberties Union, has called the move an erosion of the rules intended to protect the privacy of Americans. Now, this was a change. Understand this. Since the 1980s, only the NSA had access to this information. That's the way it was. And they would determine where it would go. That was how it was set up. Now, under the new rules, signed by Loretta Lynch on January 3rd of this year, with basically, at that point, 17 days to go in the Obama administration, they changed it so 13 additional agencies had access to it. And as Harry said, this almost creates the ability of a shadow intelligence government from the Obama loyalists. And Than, I know that this is getting reverberations on Capitol Hill, but this is a very, very serious situation.
Well, the worst time to make a change like this, Jay, and expand the sphere of people who can access information like this is when it's clear you cannot protect the information with the people that already have access to it. And we've seen that with leak after leak after leak. But listen, Jay, we have seen this timing issue on any number of issues. You think about Israel policy. You think about Russia policy. Time and time again, the Obama administration made a change that they were not willing to live under, so they made it right at the end of their term, and now the Trump administration is having to live under it. Listen, this is something that Mike Pompeo and the others that are coming in under Donald Trump, they are going to have to get a hold on this and get a hold on it fast.
Yeah, here's the problem, and this is, Harry, the problem is now the pool of people that you've got to go after is much broader. So
absolutely.
Before it was, I mean, I heard a couple of friends of mine, former Justice Department lawyers, I know this as a former Treasury lawyer, when you had a pool of people that was narrow, just the NSA, that kind of clearance, it was a small group of people. So your investigative capability on a leak was much more restricted. This opens it up literally 13-fold, besides the fact that it was done at the last moment. So how serious is it? And underscore again, I think, for our audience, the importance of the fact that this creates a shadow intelligence agency.
Jay, you're absolutely right. So under the new procedures, someone in Intelligence Agency A could request raw signal intelligence. They could claim that it's necessary to advance a mission. So let's presume that this individual is an Obama loyalist.
Yep, which is a pretty good presumption.
And so they can request information concerning, for instance, General Flynn. On January the 12th, David Ignatius of the Washington Post broke a story about General Flynn, and that opened the floodgates.
Right.
So essentially what happened, I think, is that information was leaked. It was leaked to a compliant media, and the media then spread the story, and it has taken down General Flynn.
And they're aiming for others.
My fear is, and you're right, that they will attempt to take down additional Trump officials going forward.
I think we've got a soft coup. I think that's what this is within the intelligence agency. And we need to take it seriously. I think the Obama administration set it up, and the fault of this lays at their hands. And they're putting our national security at risk. So I'm going to be partisan here. Guess what you should not be doing? Changing the rules on dissemination on intelligence 13 days before you're out of office. That may be, or 17 days. That may be a good start on how not to end your presidency. So you want a legacy, President Obama? Here's one. You're putting our national security at risk. And your great Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, with all due respect to the Office of Attorney General, nice try. January 3rd, let me tell you what you're getting. A lawsuit from us. This is absurd. And you know what? It has to happen. And you've got to find out what happened here, because this is not the way it's supposed to work in a constitutional republic. I keep saying that. I'm going to say it over and over again. In a constitutional republic, the commander-in-chief makes those kind of decisions, and you don't have the intelligence agencies sabotaging your commander-in-chief, period, Republican or Democrat. Logan, what kind of comments we get?
Yeah, a lot of people are just wondering, how long will it take to see all this damage undone from the administration, and also, what's that process?
I think what Harry said is correct. We have just not even seen, Harry, the beginning of this.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that I would recommend that President Trump do immediately is reverse many of these rules. Unfortunately, however, many of these leaks have doubtlessly already occurred.
Yep.
And so these leaks will likely inflict additional damage
yep.
on the Trump administration going forward.
So you've got a toxic situation, Than, in Washington right now, which is like an understatement. Now you've got this, which makes Michael Flynn's situation look like just the tip of the iceberg here. What is this is a last-minute change, and for our radio audience, I'm holding it in my hand. It's a pretty long document, probably 30 or 40 pages. But for our TV and our other people that are watching this on Facebook or Periscope or on television or on ACLJ.org, here it is. They did this on January 3rd, the signature page. I mean, I'll show it to everybody. I mean, here it is. The signature page is signed off on by James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence. He signs off on it on the 15th of December. The Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, approves it on January 3rd. They were out of office 17 days later, and they changed the entire way the dissemination of classified information was going to be handled. And by the way, for 8 years, they didn't change it. So let's ask that fundamental question to Loretta Lynch. I'd like to get her under oath. How come you changed this with 13 days to go? 17 days to go. How come for 8 years you didn't think, bam, this would be a good idea. Let's have more agencies get access to this data. How come you didn't do it then? Why did you do it with 17 days, 2.5 weeks to go? What's your explanation for that? Is it going to be, I'm taking the Fifth Amendment? Or is it what Professor Hutchinson just said, what Harry just said, and that is this just allows the bureaucrats that were in lockstep with the Obama administration to still not only influence but control information and try to damage our national security apparatus, which is exactly what's happening here. So this is really serious. This isn't pretend. This is real. Logan, we have time. I'm not going to take a call, I don't think. Can we? Or probably not.
We had a minute and a half. We can take probably a quick call.
All right, go ahead.
All right, let's go to Barbara on line 4.
Hey, Barbara, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, y'all. My question is there any law in the books right now that would prohibit or stymie the former presidents from interfering in current government? And if not, is there any way for President Trump or Congress to enact such legislation?
Well, President Trump can change this executive order, which he needs to do tomorrow, and just restore it to the way it was done under the previous administration. Now, Than, this is obviously, we're just breaking this news now. What's the sense of what's happening in Washington on that point right now?
Well, I think that's probably going to happen, Jay, but that's only going to be half of the equation, and you and Harry talked about it. There's also going to have to be a change of personnel because a lot of this information is already out into people that are clearly loyal to the previous administration, have clearly leaked it already. So that's where Congress comes in. But rules and personnel, Jay.
Yeah, fire them. I mean, President used to have a program where he did that. He needs to start doing that again. Fire him. That's the way to do it. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more calls. We've got more analysis for you, folks. Serious stuff here.
Yep, that's right. 1-800-684-3110. A couple lines are open right now. 1-800-684-3110. Don't go away if you're watching on Facebook. The show continues on during the breaks each and every day. And again, 1-800-684-3110. Or give us a comment, and we'll read a lot of those during the break.
All right, folks. Also, don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ. Easy way to do that, ACLJ.org. We'll be back with your calls at 1-800-684-3110 in just really, literally 2 minutes.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Now, it's time to repair the damage. It is a critical time in Washington. President Trump is holding crucial meetings this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is now more important than ever to show the world that Israel has no better friend than the United States. It's time to stand with our ally, not abandon Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-927-6648. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
So welcome back to the broadcast. So here's what we got. This is a document called the Procedures for the Availability or Dissemination of Raw Signal Intelligence Information by the National Security Agency under Section 2.3 of Executive Order 12333. That was an executive order signed by President Reagan. It put in place that the NSA reviews the raw data and then makes the determination on who gets it or who does not get it. That's the way it's been since the 1980s. Now, understand this. President Obama, with 13 days left in his administration, changed that entire executive order. Completely changed it. And said 13 agencies will now have access to the raw data. So it's not put through the filter of the NSA. This is the raw data. Goes to 13 agencies. That means more people, and that means more mischief. So instead, where you had a small pool of potential leaks going on here, you now have this 13-fold increase. This was finalized and signed off by the Attorney General of the United States on January 3rd of this year. So they had 17 days left in the administration, and they did this. I mean, an outrage is an understatement. So you wonder where the leaks are coming from? You've got a shadow government, as Harry just said, a shadow government of the Obama administration inside these intelligence agencies. And look, Michael Flynn was the first casualty. They're going to be doing more. But we need to turn this back on them. So we're going to file a FOIA request and find out exactly what led to this change. They'll claim all kinds of privilege, or maybe they won't. We'll find out, but we're going to take action on this, and I want to make sure that we're getting that to our legal office. Let's get that up to Ben and Matt Clark right away to get that in process. And they may claim privilege, as I said, but this is very, very serious. All right, we got a lot of calls and a lot of comments coming in. What do you want to start with, Logan?
Let's go ahead and go to Jamie in Oklahoma to explain what's going on.
All right.
Jamie, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay. It's Jamie again.
Yep.
Hey, I'm so glad you got into the shadow government again, because a lot of folks are not understanding what this is in layman terms.
Yep.
So, and we do not need Congress to investigate it. We need the U.S. Attorney General to start submitting subpoenas.
Well, we'll talk about the congressional side. I agree with you that it needs to be, the AG needs to start immediately. But let's define for everybody, Harry, this is important, the shadow government issue.
The shadow government term essentially comes from a parliamentary system. So if you look at Great Britain or if you look at other parliamentary systems, when a government that was formerly in power loses power, they create shadow cabinet ministers. Essentially, President Obama has taken a page out of that particular handbook. He wants to defend his legacy. He wants to subvert and undermine the Trump administration. So they have Obama loyalists spread throughout the government bureaucracy. These loyalists are feeding information to a central source. These individuals send information to a group of leftist organizations who coordinate all of this.
Yep.
They are coordinating demonstrations. They're coordinating attacks on Republican Congress people. They're engaged in a number of activities. In essence, they are trying to show that President Trump is unfit for office.
And
that's their long-term objective.
Absolutely.
Maxine Waters, a congressperson from California, has suggested that the Democrats should initiate impeachment proceedings 2 weeks into the Trump administration.
But I want to be very crystal clear here. You understand the rule changed here on dissemination of classified information, signal intelligence, which is the wiretaps, that's like the conversations that Mike Flynn had, changed in the last 13 days of the last 17 days of the President Obama's administration. They kept it the same for 8 years, but as he's leaving, closing the door to the White House, he changes it and lets 13 other agencies have raw data, which eliminates the protection. It gives more people access, which encourages more dissemination, and the leaks are still violations of the Espionage Act. I want to be very, very clear on that. You want to take another call, Logan?
Sure, let's go ahead. Let's go to Daniel, who's calling in Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, Daniel, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I'm really glad for what you guys are doing.
Thanks.
But I guess the internal struggle I'm having here is during the election when leaks were being released about Hillary, Trump made a call that we ignore the source and focus on the content. And now there's kind of a focus to ignore the content and focus on the source.
Oh, okay, so the reality there was, and I think we got to be very clear, that was a private server issue. So it was a WikiLeaks issue. That is markedly different than our intelligence agencies giving out this information. And the Obama administration setting up a instrument upon which they can get access to that information. So that is a very, very different scenario. I mean, it you can't even put it in the same tone. What kind of comments are we getting, Logan? I've got a question for Than.
Sure, I'll pull up some of the comments. A lot of people people are just asking how it can be stopped. We've said that before.
Okay.
And one last comment said, "Is this what is the legal definition of treason, and does this fall into the category?"
It's espionage, for sure. Treason's a different standard.
Yes.
We could pull the treason statute, yeah. But it's a good that's a good question. But what we focused on is violations of the Espionage Act, the gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, or Section 798, the disclosure of classified information, 18 USC. Violation of either of those sections are felonies. Whether it would be treasonous, I would think it's treasonous, but that's a standard that the Attorney General would have to put forward. Let's talk about the congressional investigations, but I really want to encourage the AG to take really swift action on this.
Well, it's also a violation of their oath, Jay. There has been a call for the Department of Justice Inspector General to investigate. I think that should happen. I think the caller's right that the Attorney General should investigate. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Jay. Not all congressional investigations are equal. This does not belong in the Oversight Committee.
Right.
However, if the Intel Committee, who has clearance to handle this information, if they do an investigation and then you can compare it with what we can get on the outside through a FOIA, that very well may lead to the source of these leaks. So I do think there's some value there.
I'm telling you right now, we're preparing that for you. I mean, we're not letting this stuff go. And treason's a high standard because you have to show aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States. So Snowden, when he leaked that information there, and this, you may be able to do it, but it's a much higher standard, Harry.
Absolutely. And there's no evidence so far that the leakers have an intent to harm the United States, even though the leaking does
harm the United
essentially
States.
Do that.
They're trying to harm the president.
Exactly.
All right. So, all right, folks, the first 30 minutes of this broadcast is gone. So for those of you that only get the first 30 minutes, tell your stations to carry the full hour, first of all. That would be a good, but many, many do. Course.
First make sure they don't.
And then call them. Yeah, don't call them if they do. You can call them and thank them. But right now, I would encourage you to find other ways you can get with us for the next 30 minutes. Logan's going to go through those, and then I'm going to kind of lay out back what we have here.
Yeah, join us right now live with about 15,000 people over on Facebook. And again, those are 15,000 people interacting and commenting, and you can be one of those, and a lot of those comments end up on the air. That's at facebook.com/jseculo, as well as on Periscope, with hundreds and hundreds and probably close to 1,000 people watching on Periscope. Yep, more than that. Right now on Periscope, you can find that. Just search for Jay Sekulow, as well as on ICLJ.org. If you don't want to interact, if you just want to watch, you don't have to interact on Facebook, but it's a fun way to do it. You can share it with your friends. If you have to leave us here, join us archive later on. You can find it on Facebook and Periscope. You can also find it on ACLJ.org, the Jay Sekulow Live podcast, or the ACLJ app, available in the App Store on iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, as well as on Roku devices, where you get to watch this show archive, as well as all of our films and all the television shows we do each and every week.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back in about a minute and a half from now, and we're going to lay out this again. We're going to take your calls and comments. We're also taking action. I want to encourage you to do something. I'm putting our team in place right now to find out what happened here. We're going to file a FOIA request. Well, that's how you start, and then it ends up in litigation. Support the ACLJ. I can't think of a better day to do it than right now. All you do is go to ACLJ.org. Your donations are tax deductible. You help us keep in this fight. ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
I'm going to play that song during one of the breaks for everybody. Undemocratic was a book we wrote about a year and a half ago. Rogue, Reckless, and Renegade, How the Government is Stealing Democracy One Agency at a Time. That was the book title, Undemocratic. You should get it, because guess what they're doing? Stealing it one agency at a time. This time it's the National Security Administration. I'm holding in my hand a procedures for the availability or dissemination of raw signal intelligence by the National Security Agency. It used to be the NSA controlled it all. The raw data was reviewed by them, and then they would determine if anybody else should get access to this. That apparently was changed. Not apparently, it was changed. It was changed by the Obama administration. 8 years ago? Nope. 7 years ago? Nope. Five? No. It was changed with 17 days left to go in their administration. So for 8 years, they thought it was fine for just the NSA to control this data. And then at the last moment, they have James Clapper on December 15th, 2016, signed this new rules and approved by Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, on January 3rd. With 17 days left to go, where all of a sudden 13 agencies get access to raw data. That allows more people to get raw data, which means more leak. And Harry Hutchinson, Professor Hutchinson, has called this, and it's exactly what this is. This is the Obama administration trying to create a shadow government inside the intel community.
Yes. And it's broader than the intel community, which makes it even scarier and more ominous.
Let me ask this question, Nathan. I'm concerned that if this moves in the inspector general category, if this is, we're going to have an oversight hearing, this needs to be, in my view, the attorney general needs to impanel a grand jury. Let's do this right. They didn't do it previously right. Start the investigation, but we got to stop the leaks today, not next week, not in 3 months, now.
Well, there need to be prosecutions, Jay, and there need to be firings because, look, you want
but you
intel
gotta investigate
to get
it, but
into
then,
the right
I mean,
hands.
I agree with you, but you got to have a real investigation to get this thing going. I mean, you know, press conferences are great, but this has got to happen. Go ahead.
Well, and the reason for that, Jay, is because these same people are still handling intel. I mean, that's the result. This is not the end of the story. They are still continuing to process information as it comes in. So I agree. There has to be an investigation, but it has to end with people actually losing their jobs. Does anyone really believe, Jay, that this was a good time to expand access to information since, you know, all of the information they had was being treated securely? Is that what's been happening? No. There have been leaks all over the place. So there's only one motive here.
All right. Yeah. The motive is I'll tell you what the motive is. Sabotage the new administration and keep a shadow government. Exactly what Harry said. I want to read every word of this statement from the ACLU lawyer who's in charge of their was in charge of their privacy project. This is from Patrick Toomey, a lawyer for the ACLU. He called the move an erosion of rules intended to protect the privacy of Americans when their messages are caught by the NSA's powerful global collection methods. He noted that domestic internet data was often routed or stored abroad where it may get vacuumed up without court oversight. That is, first of all, I agree with the ACLU on that. But you're talking about an understatement. This is an understatement. This is giving more people access to information that has already had a consequence, Michael Flynn. Now, that's consequence one, and you could argue that Michael Flynn's misstatements to the vice president, the reason he's gone. But the fact is, there are leaks going on. Those leaks are a violation, Harry, of the Espionage Act.
Absolutely. And so the ACLU was concerned about information being accidentally acquired with respect to Americans. What we have here, I think, is a deliberate effort to acquire information about Trump administration officials, starting with General Flynn, and it has probably expanded across all 16 or 17 intelligence agencies.
At least.
And secondly, I would add, nothing has changed with respect to the threat landscape, which justifies the Obama administration's last-minute change in the rules.
It's
nothing.
Folks, as Harry just said, last minute. I mean, as they're walking out the door. For 8 years, they kept those rules in place under the Reagan-era doctrine, which was just the NSA got the data, and they determined where it would go. The Obama administration, as they're closing the door to the Justice Department, as they're locking the door to the Oval Office, they decided to change the rules. They didn't do it for the 8 years they were in power. They did it in the last moments. Why? For exactly what happened here. Incredible leaks. This is an outrage. The American people shouldn't tolerate it. We're going to take your calls and comments, Logan, from folks when we come back from the break.
That's right. One line's open, 1-800-684-3110. And we're going to have some exclusive video right here on Facebook and Periscope. So don't go anywhere if you're watching online, or log over if you want to see it. We'll be right back.
The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Now it's time to repair the damage. It is a critical time in Washington. President Trump is holding crucial meetings this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is now more important than ever to show the world that Israel has no better friend than the United States. It's time to stand with our ally, not abandon Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
So the outrage continues. The Obama administration, literally as they're leaving the door to the White House, changed the rules on NSA gathering and information. You think that's serious? It increased it by 16 agencies. It used to go to the NSA only. They would determine where it would go, which made sense. It's raw data, raw intelligence called signal intelligence. Instead, as Obama's leaving office, he decides that 16 agencies can now have the raw data, which gives more people to create leaks. And that's precisely and exactly what has happened here. Now, I want to go right to the phones, take some calls, but we're also going to get some comments. But let's go ahead and take some calls.
Go to Mary Ellen, Illinois. Hold about a half hour. Thanks, Mary Ellen.
Hey, Mary Ellen, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Jay and Jordan. Yeah. I think you answered one of my questions. But the other one is, if I understand you correctly, you said that these leakers are still subject to the Espionage
Correct.
Act. However, if you say that they need to be fired, aren't they still subject to unions that will try to keep them
sure.
in there?
Oh, sure. If they're members of the Federal Employees Union, they could try to fight it. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you the least of your problem. You get charged with violating the Espionage Act, the least of your problems is your labor contract with the agency. Okay? So, Mary Ellen, just to be blunt, the fact is, if this goes the way it should go, their problem is not going to be keeping their employment. Now, the question is, Than, and I want to drill down on this. The question here is, what do you think the Congress should do? Because we're working that angle. We're going to file our request through the Freedom of Information Act, and they'll try to blunt here and then try to block, but we'll tackle back. But what do you sense happening congressionally, and who's going to be leading this charge? Because I do think it's the Attorney General that should be leading it, frankly, and Congress has a role, though, of course, in oversight here. What's your sense?
I agree with you. I mean, number one, Jay, the task is now harder because so many more people have access to the information. But listen, this is why we do the partnerships with Congress, because it's going to take our actions in FOIA. A lot of them, they're going to claim exemptions on. They won't actually give the information over, but it still will show us where to look. So then we can turn that information over to the investigative committees. I think in the congressional side, it's going to be the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. They will be able to look at that information that we get through FOIAs, and they will be actually able to overcome those exemptions that are claimed by the intelligence community. So it's going to take an inside-outside partnership and some time. But I think that's how it'll proceed.
So, Than, you're going to meet with Ben and Matt and the team up there in Libya and get that process started when we come off air. So we'll get that process started. Let's go ahead and take another comment or call, Logan.
All right, yeah, a lot of calls. So let's get some comments. We'll get comments as well. Let's go to Rick, who's calling in Montana.
Rick, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Yep.
Since this was leaked information, it seems to me like they've broken the law.
Correct.
Are these news agencies that published this leaked information, complicit in breaking the law.
Well, they may be. I mean, the question that we don't know, Harry, is, by the way, the law that we're talking about is the Espionage Act, Section 793 and 798, disclosure of classified information and gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information. So because it was a small pool of people before that would have access to the raw data under the NSA. But now you've increased it by 16 agencies. So your investigative capability has been hampered here by this Obama administration shadow government that's been created.
Absolutely. And I think there will be difficulties with respect to prosecuting newspapers. But clearly the Attorney General ought to look into prosecutions broadly,
yep,
including the media. But more importantly, members of the intelligence community.
All right, go ahead, Logan, next.
All right, yeah, let's grab a comment here. How quick and effective is filing a FOIA request? That's a question coming from
all
Brad.
All right, well, so here's Stan just set this out, and this is how it works. So, I mean, I think the AG's office needs to, not the inspector general, I think the AG's office needs to start a criminal investigation of this immediately, and they may have. They don't have to tell us. They shouldn't tell us. They should just be doing it. But here's what we can do. We can first, you send a letter. That's what it's called, a Freedom of Information Act request to the agency. So here it would be the NSA, the Department of Justice, and others finding out how did this procedure change? What was it that created this procedural change? What was the justification for this procedural change? Who authorized this? Why was this at the last day? That's in a letter. They will then respond. Sometimes they respond, Logan. Sometimes they don't. If they don't respond, we then have the capability to go right into court. If they do respond and say we're gathering information, we have to wait usually 60 days until we then can go to court. But we are preparing those documents. I mean, literally, I've been emailing Than as we're on the air live here through our chat here, and we're getting on that right away. So we're not going to waste any time on that. We're going to move forward right away.
All right. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go to Michael at Oakview, California.
Hi, Mike. Go ahead. Michael, you're on the air.
That's about the flight situation.
Hey, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'm here.
Michael, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, my question is more of a practical one because I'm out here in California, and I'm one of the rare righties, the whole sea of lefties,
yep,
including my family. And there are all these conspiracy theorists, you know, that want to shove this, you know, Trump orchestrated this whole conversation with Flynn.
Well, so, that's you can handle that in two sentences. That's not true. President Obama changed the rules on January 3rd, 2017. This was a sea change, Michael, event where the rules on disclosure and dissemination, that's what it's called. I mean, the order itself, the rule is called Procedures for the Availability or Dissemination of Raw Signal Intelligence Information by the National Security Agency. And again, Harry, let's set up for everybody exactly what this change is. Signed by the president's authority through the Attorney General, not until January 3rd of 2017, when they had 17 days left in their administration. They didn't change it for the previous 8 years when they were in control. But they do it when a new president is coming in. So there's your conspiracy, except it's not a fake conspiracy. It's a real conspiracy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, initiated this process probably right after the election returns came in.
Yep.
Then he approved these changes in the middle of December, December the 15th.
Right.
And then they were transmitted to Attorney General Lynch. She signed off on January the 3rd. The leaks commenced shortly thereafter, and they've expanded exponentially. So it seems to me that it's more than coincidental that the change in the rules can be linked to Michael Flynn's demise,
yeah,
and my fear is other Trump officials may have been caught up in the net.
Let me tell you what this is. You can't make this stuff up. You could not sit down with the script. Let's come up with a script. Let's do this. We've got rules that have been in place for the NSA and dissemination of intelligence information since 1983 or whatever the year was it was put in place. Let's, as we're leaving office, let's change all the rules so that 16 additional agencies can get raw data. And this way we have more moles out there leaking this information to a compliant press. No one would believe that somebody would do it. But the President Obama did do it. His administration signed off on it. So, you know, no conspiracy. That's just reality. Logan?
Yep. Francis wants to know legally what charges can actually be brought up against those who are responsible.
Okay, so I think that's important. We have produced two legal memorandums that are looking at both Section 793, which is gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, and Section 798, which is the disclosure of classified information. The main provisions that are applicable to the current leaks are in 793. They're felonies. The key difference between the two sections is whether the person who took the information had lawful access to it initially. So under the new policy, more people had access to it initially that before that would not be. So it would have been much more restrictive before, but this opened it up much wider. So let me tell you who I'd start investigating. Okay? This will create a little stir. Loretta Lynch, James Clapper, President Obama, the White House counsel.
John Brennan.
Who did this? That's where it needs to go. Now, is that going to happen? Probably not. But that's what should be happening here, period. It's not. We're going to handle on our end. But I suspect, Than, that this is going to take on a life of its own in the next 24 hours. We're going
to
make sure of that.
You've got to know who, Jay. You've got to know who did it. And we have to get to the bottom of it because you can't do anything about it until you know the who. And listen, I'll say this. Harry's actually being kind here, and I love him for it, but they did not want to live under this. If they wanted to live under this policy, if they thought it was a good idea, it would have been implemented 4 years ago. They wanted their people to have this information after they were gone. That's the only reason you do it on your way out the door.
So Than brings up a point about Sally Yates. Remember that acting attorney general that was the Obama leftover? I wonder what her – I put her on the list of who I'd like to talk to. Yeah. All right, Logan, let's take another call. Do we have a minute and 36 seconds? We can do it. No?
All right, Alex, you're on the air.
Alex, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thank you for being there. Sure. I'm going to make my point real quick.
Yep.
The 13 to 16 agencies you believe have gotten involved since the new order was signed when Obama left office, how about just doing a complete go in, lock them down, arrest all of them people? I mean, you
can't arrest
with that.
You got to have a warrant. You got to have probable cause. There's due process. What you can do is bring all of your intelligence chairmen and directors into the White House, into the Oval Office, and said, there's a new sheriff in town. You got to get – these are all President Trump's appointees. Now, for instance, one of the intelligence agencies is yet to be confirmed. I think it's Dan Coats. It's not yet been confirmed. And so that presents a problem here. But you bring in the intelligence agencies you have, and you said the lockdown would be get in charge of this. Director of National Intelligence has not yet been confirmed. They should do that tonight because this is outrageous. But again, it's not that simple. But we're going to take action on our end, and we're going to encourage the administration to do that as well. All right, we're going to get into some more calls and comments when we come back in the last segment of the broadcast.
That's right. There is one line open now, 1-800-684-3110, since we just took a call. And you can get on the air. We'll also get to some comments and to some posts that are coming on social media. And again, that's at facebook.com/JSeculo. But 1-800-684-3110 to get your voice on the air today.
I am going to announce something during the break here. I want to talk to our Periscope audience about what we need to do.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel, our most important ally in the Middle East. Now, it's time to repair the damage. It is a critical time in Washington. President Trump is holding crucial meetings this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is now more important than ever to show the world that Israel has no better friend than the United States. It's time to stand with our ally, not abandon Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Take our time. Not with this scandal. We're fighting back on this one, folks, and we're not going to let the entire intelligence apparatus operate, as Professor Hutchinson said, as a shadow government. And the Obama administration, as Will Haynes just said, they certainly took their time, 8 years until they decided to change it. They literally changed this, folks, as they're leaving the place. They're in an office and they're thinking, what can we do? Let's see. I know what we'll do. We've got 17 days left, 2.5 weeks. Let's change all the rules on who gets sensitive data. So now all these agencies get it unfiltered, and we'll see how that helps our leaks of information. That's how you do it. All right, we got to hit calls. We're going to do that at 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah,
we're going to do this quick, Logan.
Let's go to Jerry in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Jerry.
Go.
Yes, hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
I want to ask this. Do you think that maybe President Trump should address the nation about this and tell them, the American people, about this Obama treachery setting up the shadow government?
I don't know if he will do it. I will tell you, we are doing it. Others are talking about it. Our
Someone
friends are talking about it.
Ask a press conference, something like that, at some point.
Yeah, it could, because Logan just said it could come out at a press conference. The president's going to take questions this afternoon and this evening. So we will have more information. And by the way, I don't think we know the beginning of this yet. Harry, real
Absolutely.
Quickly here. Yeah.
Essentially, we need more information, and we need it quickly.
Yeah, really quickly, because I think that puts our national security at risk. All right, Logan, we're going to try to plow through these.
All right, let's now go to Tom, who's calling on line 6.
Hi, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, is there any reason that this administration couldn't overturn this?
Okay, no. They could restore the executive order exactly as it was, which would stop the external NS leaks outside of NSA. The problem with it is, Tom, it doesn't mean that the NSA doesn't have moles in there that are leaking this information as well. So, but yes, that would be a good first start. I'm sure the White House counsel, they need to be, if they're not, they need to be thinking about that. Than that is a quick way to get this going.
Yeah, well, that's a start. But look, how long has this information been available to all these additional agencies? So all these officials, Jay, have had access through this time. So
for a month,
you can
and
put
a half.
The rule back in place, but you can't roll back. Right, you can't roll back the acquisition of that knowledge that's already leaked out.
The data is already out there. That is the problem with this. I mean, that is the real problem. All right, let's go ahead.
All right, let's actually move on. Let's go to Jackie, who's calling in Dayton, Ohio.
Jackie, go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for everything you guys do.
Yep.
I'm just understanding that Obama can do this stuff so quickly. Why can't we not do that like the general public? Put a ankle bracelet on them.
No, because you don't do that. This is we live in a constitutional republic, so we want due process, because you don't want to arrest people that didn't do something. You want to investigate. Now, the closing down of the leaks, that needs to stop tonight. The president's been very clear on that, and hopefully, and I don't know this for sure, hopefully that is what will transpire here, but we don't know that. I mean, they've got to move really quick.
Absolutely, and so I think the attorney general needs to move very, very quickly. Down the road, perhaps the attorney general can give immunity, but only in exchange for evidence that leads to a conviction.
So let me explain immunity. So if there are people that are getting pressured because they were involved in this, they can be given immunity from prosecution so that you find out who really was doing these leaks, the higher up the chain it goes. But I want to be clear. Our position is that this was set up by the Obama administration as their exit strategy. And the shadow government that Harry said is absolutely positively correct.
That's right. Let's continue on. Let's go to Bill, who's calling in Tennessee.
Hey, Bill, go ahead.
Okay. Just a quick question. Yep. I was going to actually ask you, and Tom asked the question that I had, but
okay.
I also had a second part to it, which is, how confident are we that the people that surround Trump now are actually capable? We always hear now on the television shows and political commentary that they're saying that the Trump administration seems to be slow in responding to some of these things.
Well, look, I mean, I want to defend the Trump administration. How in the world can you respond quickly when you've got leaks going on like this, like a SIF? I mean, these are leaks coming out every day. We now know that there's 16 additional agencies that can get it. So you could be the greatest lawyers in the world. And there's only so much you can do. Now, I would get the agencies in there and get this locked down as quick as I can. But then the politics of Washington are such, I mean, it just things don't come to a move that quickly. That's why we've got to put the pressure on and get this engaged.
No question about it. I'll tell you one thing that gives me comfort, Jay, is Mike Pompeo at CIA. You want to talk about competence and knowing this issue from all sides. I mean, he was first in his class at West Point. He's been an intelligence officer. That's somebody that can get to the bottom of this. But you're right. He's got to have the president behind him. And frankly, it's going to take some time to know just how far this intelligence got out there.
So let me explain to you. We got a lot of people that are watching and listening right now, and we're going to get to some calls in a moment here. But let me tell you what we've got. If you're new to the ACLJ, and many of you may be, we're the American Center for Law and Justice. I mean, we've hit a lot of people today on Facebook and Periscope, and I'm sure we've got new radio audience as well. Let me tell you what we have. We are a public interest law firm. We fought on those email issues when it was involving the Secretary of State putting our national security at risk. We address all those issues. Well, here we are now, and you're watching this broadcast or listening to us, and you may not know us. We're a public interest law firm. We have offices all over the United States and around the globe. And we have a government affairs office in Washington, D.C. So when a situation like this develops, we don't just talk about the issues here. We're not just broadcasting about it. We do the legal analysis, which you're seeing in my hand. If those of you that are watching, you're hearing it if you're on radio. But we also do something else. We take it a step further. We take legal action. So I want to encourage you, if you want to help us in this fight as we get to the bottom of this one, on these leaks, I encourage you to do it. Just go over to aclj.org. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ is tax deductible. That's how we're able to come to you every day. That's how we're able to do this legal work around the country. aclj.org. We encourage you to go there and support the work of the ACLJ.
All right, let's go ahead and take a couple of these last calls. Scott in Arlington, Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Jay, thanks. The, yesterday I was thinking that there might be a chance that a foreign agency could be responsible doing counterintelligence work in the United States, trying to create turbulence for the administration by leaking stuff. Of course, your story broke today, which puts a whole new light on that possibility. But just
Always assume, Scott, that there are foreign counterintelligence and intelligence gathering capabilities against our interests in the United States. What you'd wish was not happening, but it's as old as the constitutional republic we live in, is that you would have internal leaks of communication that would put our national security at risk. But I could go back to Benedict Arnold. I mean, you could go all the way back. I mean, this is this is the way it is.
And I would argue that many Obama loyalists are predisposed to leaking information.
Yes, especially since with this administration.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I no question about it. All right, let's take the last call.
Last call of the day. Mark in Modesto, California. You're on the air.
Hey, Mark, go ahead. You're on.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, why can we not hold these reporters responsible, hold them as a conspiracy if they do not divulge?
Because they are protected, as they should be, by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. I don't want to go after the press here. Listen, they tried to do that to our friend James Robeson, the Obama administration. They used to go after the press. Yeah. We should not be encouraging that. We should discourage that. I'm not blaming the New York Times. I'm not blaming the Wall Street Journal. I'm not blaming the Washington Post. I'm blaming the interior people inside these administrations that are doing this. And I'm blaming the Obama administration that gave access to more people to get raw data intelligence. That's where the focus will be. That will be our focus as we move this case forward. All right. That is going to do it for our radio broadcast today. If there are more developments later, we will come back to you on Facebook and Periscope. That's always a way to stay engaged with us. So don't worry. If there is new news, we will do that.
That's right. Make sure if you're watching and you're new to the show, like this page that you're on, the Jay Sekulow page, and subscribe to it so you get notifications every time we go live, which is Monday through Friday from noon to 1 Eastern time, as well as additional as needed.
I'm going to actually, we got a lot of new audience. You may not know, we have a band here, the Jay Sekulow Band, and we wrote a song about this a year and a half ago called Undemocratic. It's the title of a book that I wrote. Talks about rogue and renegade agencies out of control. We're going to play that song for you for Facebook and Periscope. We'll be back with you tomorrow, obviously, and if more information breaks, we'll be back with you later today.
The last 8 years have been a disaster. President Obama did everything in his power to undermine our relationship with Israel. With a new administration comes new hope. At the ACLJ, we're calling on President Trump to stand with Israel. Support our most cherished ally in the Middle East. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.